Alabama and Tennessee, syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios, man. We got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Meatloaf Monday. Hey, listen, I've already covered quite a bit during the show. We talked about in my opening monologue about the things that are going on with, you know, Columbia sort of fooling around and finding out real quick that Trump does mean what he said. We talked about the confirmations and those that are still pending in D.C. and how that's impacting operations and or not because things are already happening. And then we just spent some time talking about what I call the deportation machinations and the fact that we've got roundups going on all over the nation right now. ICE is actually hard at work. Tom Homan is digging in deep as the borders are. Let me switch gears now and bring it close to home. In fact, I will say this. It's closer to home than I would ever want. Because the next dipper I've got, I just call this Save Our Kids. And there's a guy who's a sort of, you know, become part of the Right Side family. Jared Hudson is a former Navy SEAL who is the CEO of the Shooting Institute and also of Covenant Rescue Group. And Covenant Rescue Group is out there in the weeds, y'all, in the weeds, training law enforcement and participating in the interdiction of human trafficking and child sex predator stings. And we've had some recent stuff. I mean, like as recently as last week in Huntsville. And I thought, you know what? It's time. I want to hear more about what's going on, especially in light of the fact that ICE is out there rounding people up. They're finding illegals in these sex sting roundups too. So let me bring him in. Jared Hudson, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, brother? Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. And by the way, I meant to say a moment ago, you're also the host of one of our podcasts, The Liberty Minute, doing great work there.
Yeah, you know what's funny? You know, and I said it in the last, you know, recording we did, some guy came up to me at like a fundraiser we're doing for Covenant Rescue Group. He said, "Hey man, I hear you on the Liberty Minute with Right Side Radio on the podcast." "Oh yeah," he said, "but you talk for like 15 minutes. So why is it the Liberty Minute when you talk for 15 minutes?" I thought it was pretty funny. I put it on you though, Phil. I said, "Phil made me call it the Liberty Minute, you know, and
yeah.
It made me talk for 15."
So you know, it's my way. I was an officer, so I always wanted more stuff, right?
That's right.
Well, listen, man, you guys, I saw an article in 1819 News. There was a big sting operation in Huntsville. And once again, Covenant Rescue Group listed in the thing. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so long story short, we did our normal sex trafficking operations program. We did our 40-hour training for Huntsville and about 10 or 15 other agencies that week. And they were from all over the nation. Huntsville hosted it, and then when we were done with that training, we set up and advised them on a two-day operation where they were able to chat individuals in.
Yeah, and so when y'all do that, the perps actually think they're talking to a child, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
I mean, that's, first of all, how gross is that? But secondly, you guys got, I think, what, 9 offenders, I think, were scooped up in that one two-day op. Is that right?
Yeah, there was actually more than 9 offenders, but there's a couple that have a few things pending that I'm not 100% sure why they didn't list those. But, you know, I'll let the agency and the prosecutor's office deal with that effectively. But 9 are what has been listed in the media release.
Well, that's huge. And by the way, again, thank you for the work that you do. I mean, you guys are all over the place, too. I mean, I know you stay busy, you stay gone, because some of these podcasts you're doing for us, you're having to record 2 or 3 at a time just because you're going to be gone on the next operation. Am I right?
Yeah, we're pretty much gone the entire month of February with operations and trainings. Still do training for DOD, still do all that stuff, still do training for a lot of law enforcement agencies across the nation on the firearms and tactics side, and then also on the child exploitation side. We've got trainings and operations scheduled just for CRG till August of this year, of 2025. So,
Look,
full
I got
tilt, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Is there another speed? So let me ask you this: your time in the teams. Did you ever imagine that you would go through BUDS and all the things you did to get on the teams, and then come out and do this stuff with it? I mean, did you see this being a part of your life?
Oh, no, absolutely not. This wasn't even something that, you know, when I was in the teams, it really registered, you know, because we were in the Iraq, Afghanistan. We're in the heat of the war when I checked in, and all the way through, I mean, everything I did was combat deployments. But with that being said, you know, my thought was I'd be at development group right now, and then I would, you know, probably retire out of development group. But with the direction the Lord took me, that's how it worked out, you know. Worked kind of a medical retirement. Here I am doing this now, working law enforcement and child exploitation.
Well, so when you guys go in and do one of these training sessions, I mean, 40 hours, what do you do for 40 hours? What are you sitting down with law enforcement and doing?
Yeah, so we teach them how to successfully target, and I like using that word, target individuals who are showing up to buy or sell kids for sex, in particular the consumer, which is primarily men. We do see females distributing, but primarily looking for the consumer. We teach agencies how to successfully do that, to make a successful probable cause felony arrest based on laws, whatever state laws that state has, whether it's like Alabama human trafficking one, solicitation and travel, or whether it's like the state of Arkansas where they only have solicitation and travel. So we teach the agency how to use their state laws to make successful probable cause felony arrests, and we make sure that we're partnered with the prosecutor's office and the district attorney's office during that time, so that once the arrest is made, the district attorney's office is very familiar with and even has skin in the game on the case,
yeah.
So they can successfully prosecute this case. And the reason is because statistics through DOJ and American Psychiatric Association show that for every man showing up for a little girl, there's 50 victims in his path until he's prosecuted. Not until he's arrested, not until he's found out, but until he's successfully prosecuted. And for every man showing up for a little boy, there's 150 victims
wow.
in their path until they're prosecuted. So we have to hit those two ends of law enforcement, and we train them on how to do that. Successful physical arrest, the apprehension, that is one piece of the law enforcement. And then successful prosecution to the full extent of the law, that's the other piece of law enforcement. So we train them on how to do those things successfully, so that we don't have, you know, again, like the Chris Hansen thing. I mean, he's a good dude, but he's not building prosecutable cases for law enforcement. He's doing a show.
Yeah.
And that's not what we want to do. We want to teach law enforcement how to make successful apprehension and prosecution, so it's not symbolism without substance.
Well, and that's huge. And I think that, you know, the reality is you get them off the street for 5 minutes, you save a child maybe, but you get them off the streets forever, you save a lot of kids. And that's
right.
Where we got to go. So let me ask you this. I noticed in the article about the Huntsville sting, which occurred just last week, I think, that there were several of those that were swept up in that sting operation that were illegal aliens. How often do you see that?
Well, we average on all the operations we've done across the nation, we average about 10 arrests per operation, and about 20% of those are illegal. So now the average of 10 arrests, you might get 16 in one place and you might get six in another place. Does that make sense? So
yeah.
We just average 10 across the year. So, you know, if we arrest six people, one of them might be an illegal immigrant. If we arrest 16, you know, two or three might be illegal immigrants. I'm not sure where 1819 got their information or if they called the agency and got that, but to my knowledge, they're still waiting on confirmation that some of the ones that were possibly illegal immigrants were actually illegal immigrants. But on average, if you make 10 arrests, two of those will be illegal immigrants, you know, from Guatemala, Mexico, you know, somewhere in South America. I mean, these are just common places that we normally see. And they'll be put on an ICE hold and they'll be deported, you know, like you would expect them to be.
Well, I think with, you know, Senator Britt from Alabama, actually, with Senator Britt's Lake and Riley Act getting signed into law, I think you're going to see them deported a whole lot quicker, man.
Man, I hope so, you know, and it's just about finding them and making sure you get them out. Because, I mean, they're still predators, you know. They're not, we're not talking about decent people trying to work. We're talking about people who are showing up trying to buy a 13, 14, 15-year-old child.
Yeah, oh, my gosh, absolutely. Well, listen, man, we got about 2 or 3 minutes left. I've gotten pretty fond of your organization. You guys have an event coming up, and that was not necessarily part of what I wanted to bring you on for, but it is now. I want to go ahead and talk about it. You guys have a thing coming up on February 7th. Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, February 7th, we have a dinner. Vulcan Performance is hosting that dinner for us, but you can sign up on our website, covenantrescue.org. Go to the events portion. And you'll see the Night to Remember And it's going to be myself, you know, wrapping up the speaking with Sheriff Mark Moon, who's going to be speaking, and District Attorney Jennifer Bray. So Moon is Blount County Sheriff. Miss Bray is the Marshall County District Attorney. We've worked with both of them. They're going to be speaking. And then we also have some groups, Trafficking Hope, the Well House, are going to have some videos with how we've supported them and how they've supported us in the past, along with maybe a word from a victim from one of the operations that we rescued. We don't always get words from victims because they don't always want to come out and talk about it. But this lady has been willing to share her story and how Covenant Rescue Group and what we do with these types of operations at least brought some semblance of justice in her life. So that's what the night will be about from 6 to 8. And it'll be dinner, $50 a person, you know, be a good date night, cheap date night, and you'll hear about human trafficking and the reality of it as opposed to the Hollywood version of it.
Well, I'm planning on making my plans to be down there. But listen, thank you again for what you do. And I will tell you this, by the way, your Liberty Minute, which is like 15 minutes or more, your Liberty Minute podcast, we had somebody comment on our YouTube page the other day saying, tell him to run for sheriff again.
Yeah, well, it's the Lord is going to have to speak to me like he did to Paul on the road to Damascus and tell me to run for sheriff again if I'm going to do that. Too much money and too much hassle for not enough juice. Let's put it that way.
All right, man. Well, listen, stay in the fight. We will see you soon, and thanks for what you do.
Thank you, brother. Have a good one.
See you. That's Jared Hudson, former Navy SEAL. And by the way, he slings out terms that he's used to that maybe y'all weren't, but he said a minute ago that he had intended to go to development group. That's DevGru, SEAL Team 6. So the guy's got skills. The guy's got a background. The guy's got a great resume. The guy's also got a great heart. He loves the Lord. He is no fooling a guy who's out there in the fray right now, deciding to take the hard skills God's given him and use it in such a way to benefit lives. So anyway, I love the fact that he's on the Right Side Media team, and he is the host of our Liberty Minute podcast. You'll be hearing more about him in the near future, I hope. In the meantime, think about that. Go to his website. I'm just going to plug him, man. I love what he does, so I'm just plugging him outright. CovenantRescue.org. You can find out more about him, and you can also go to their dinner if you want to. And by the way, it is significant that you've got a district attorney and a sheriff willing to speak at their event. That tells you what they think about Covenant Rescue and what they're doing. All right, we're taking a break right now. I'll come right back and do more of this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.